This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The discovery of a case of mad cow disease in Washington state last month has led the U.S. Department of Agriculture to revamp the way it regulates the meat industry. Several changes are in the works. Among them is more testing of cattle. But there's disagreement over how much testing is enough to keep mad cow disease out or to find out if there are more cases already here. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report.
Last month, the U.S. became a member of a club it did not want to join. No mad cow disease had been found in an American herd up until then. While the cow in question did come from Canada, the incident nonetheless showed that the disease can get in. U.S. authorities do look for the disease, but authorities test only about 20,000 cows a year out of 35 million slaughtered. The cows tested are downers, animals at the slaughterhouse that are sick or lame. The conventional wisdom is if there is disease here, these are the most likely cattle to have it. But downers are a tiny fraction of all cows slaughtered. One reason so few are tested is because testing isn't really designed to protect the food supply. Ron DeHaven is the Agriculture Department's chief veterinarian.
I want to point out that testing in and of itself does not make food any safer. Rather, surveillance testing tells us if, number one, a disease is present, and if it is, what is the prevalence of the disease.
DeHaven says the real food safety firewall is a 1997 ban on putting rendered cattle parts in cattle feed. Cattle feed with infected tissue in it is the way the disease moves from cow to cow. DeHaven says the other firewall is last month's decision to stop allowing downer cows to go into human food. The Agriculture Department now plans to test twice as many cows as it has in the past. There's no simple blood or tissue test. The animal has to be killed, and its brain or other nervous system tissues are sent to a specialized laboratory. But even doubling the rate of testing leaves millions of cattle that will not be tested. Why not test them? Well, most of those are slaughtered young, before they reach 2 years of age. Linda Detweiler is a former USDA scientist who monitored mad cow disease. She says it wouldn't help to test young cows because the disease is not detectable then.
In essence, if a calf is really young, you can do a test and guarantee a negative at very young ages, and the animal will still be infected. So I think there's almost a false sense of security if you go at very young ages, you're going to get a lot of negative tests.
Others don't agree. Consumer Union scientist Michael Hansen says tests overseas have detected mad cow in animals as young as 20 months. A hefty portion of U.S. beef also comes from older cows, and it's older cows that most often are found with a disease in Europe. Hansen notes that European countries test all cows over 30 months. He says the U.S. should go beyond what it's promised so far.
We think that every single downer cow should be tested, regardless of whether they're going into the human or animal food chain. And then for animals going to slaughter, we believe all animals above the age of 20 months need to be tested before they go onto the market.
Hansen says it may appear that U.S. herds are free of mad cow disease, also known as BSE, because no one's looked very hard.
Countries like Germany, they always said they didn't have BSE, and it wasn't until they started to do widespread testing that cases were found.
One objection to widespread testing is the cost. Authorities in Europe and the United Kingdom test millions of cattle a year. One of several tests is made by a Swiss company called Prionix. Fabio Rupp is a scientist with the company. He says the test is not very expensive.
We project that with labor, this should cost about $20-$22 per cow.
Another sticking point is delay. Starting this year, a tested carcass in the U.S. has to stay in a cooler at the slaughterhouse until the results come back. The current U.S. test takes a week. The European tests take hours.
It becomes critical, the speed whereby you get the sample to the lab. Once it's in the lab, that's very fast. Let's say 5 hours at the most.
By Roop's calculations, the cost to test America's beef would work out to a few pennies per pound, a cost Europeans and British consumers have been paying for years. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.